Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we got a great email from a subscriber, and we're going to cover everything that they sent us. And very simple, guys. You can't hide anymore. Okay? It's just that simple. So like, subscribe. Plus, today we have a sponsor, and I'll get into it right away. First things first, guys, there is a new law that took effect in January, and this is the Beneficial Ownership Information Reporting Act. And Alice and Mark sent me this, and Alice and Mark have been friends of the channel for a long time. They sent one of the greatest stories in October, and that story was about how in Washington, D.C., they had such a theft problem that they have pictures of things like toilet paper framed for you to look at, and you can say, yeah, I'd like what's in that picture frame, okay, which is preposterous. So they've been around a while and they really, appreciate the channel. But Alice and Mark own an LLC in the state of Minnesota. And they just got something from the Secretary of State yesterday stating that they have to report everybody that has ownership interest in these LLCs immediately, or they risk being fined substantially, up to $500 a day for this. Now, think about this. What you have is the Corporate Transparency Act, beneficial ownership information requirements, and this is what it includes, guys. And that this you think we have no privacy now? Watch this. Now think about this. One thing that I would recommend is if you won the lottery, okay, that you go out and you buy it with an LLC. You turn it in, you go out and get your ticket with an LLC to cash it in. Because they can't do it. Here in California, where they have to give out the owner's names, you have a 90-day head start. They can eventually figure it out, but you've got 90 days to spend the money, and you get a head start on that. If you use Delaware was anonymous because they don't divulge who owns the LLC. The person last year that won the $1.6 billion, they claimed the ticket with a Delaware corporation. So nobody knows who owned that, okay? Not anymore, guys. Those days are done. Now, you have to give your full legal name. You have to give any trade name or doing business as a complete current U.S. address. So if if you're a political son, okay, you'd have to give all this information, a political figure like your son, he'd have to do that, okay? You have to report the address of the principal place of business. You have to, the state that you're doing business in. If you're doing any foreign reporting, you have to divulge that. And for internal revenue purposes, you have to give the tax ID number for these people. So your social has to be turned over. So there's no more hiding out, guys. None. Hey, get an LLC and hide. Get an LLC and get it in Wyoming because you can't figure out who owns everything. Not anymore, guys. It's over with. So, have to give identifying numbers as far as things like passports, your state driver's license, identification documents. I mean, this is wild, guys. But Alice and Mark, I thank you because we've heard about this, you've seen stories about this, but this is going to be crazy because it gets to a point that there's no hiding as of 2024. And if you don't divulge it could be $500 a day based on when you set the company up. You're given a grace period, and then once the grace period lapses, you're done. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least, for all these people that think that they're hiding right now. Next thing, mortgage demand. Mortgage demand has fallen off a cliff. This goes into things like home purchases. In the second half of December, it dropped an additional 9.4%. Now you can sit there and say, oh, big deal, mortgages are down around the holidays. Okay? It is an absolute ghost town because it's down over 22% from the previous year. So add the 9% into that. So the mortgage demand is dropping and falling off the cliff right now, to say the least. So just a matter of time until people start to realize that there's going to be a major problem when it comes to the real estate market. And again, here's something that's really fascinating. When it comes to electric cars, EV cars, we just heard how great General Motors did and how great Ford did, that their numbers, they delivered more cars than they've ever thought they would. It's great. The tax incentives, there's only 13 cars in the United States right now that are EV cars that get the tax incentive. Think about that. Only 13 that get the 7,500. Most people probably don't even think about that. So, I won't bore you with it. Read the story below if you want that. Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad Poor Dad was on a talk show talking about how he owes the banks a lot of money. And you're thinking, okay, what's a lot of money? A few hundred grand, a million, 2 million? How about $1.2 billion? Now, I was thinking about two people. We'll bring them back on this month. But Jack from Patriot Gold was talking about how if you owe the bank $1 billion, the bank has a problem. Well, yeah, the bank has a problem because Mr. Kiyosaki is talking about how if he goes bust, the bank goes bust. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. That's actual, a line from Jack. So, you're starting to see a lot of people that are going out of business that we didn't think were going to go out of business. There is a list of people that are laying people off for 2024. The list is extensive, it's below. But if you think that you're going to just see status quo in the first quarter of 2024, you're kidding yourself. You're going to see businesses clean house right now like never before, but you're going to see banking problems come to light because of people like this. The real estate debacle that's about to unfold before our eyes is going to only get worse. When you have to get used to something, and that is a mortgage well over 6.5%. If you can live with that, then you got nothing to worry about. It's not going to drop. Good old Jerome Powell's minutes come out, and he didn't really say we're dropping it seven times. All the stuff that people run with, it is the alcoholic friend of yours that everything's going to be great. It's fantastic. It's one of those guys talking basically, and then it becomes a news story, and then it's, rates are going to drop seven times this year. Okay. You haven't seen anything yet. TGI Fridays, again, we knew this was going to happen. Abruptly closes 13 of their locations. And again, deep fried, fried fatty goodness. Okay. When was the last time you said, let's go have a good meal? Let's go to Fridays. Okay. Seriously, never. Okay. So we'll get a beer and get some nachos and some breadsticks, okay? And mozzarella sticks. That's what you go there for. Now, they also sold like four of the locations to their CEO. He bought the company as well. So those four stores. So you're gonna see a lot of crazy stuff happen in the next few months that we didn't expect. So, Nancy Pelosi could be the greatest stock picker in the world. How about this? Her portfolio went up because she's a trading genius, 65% for the year. She is seriously the greatest stock picker in the world. How does that work out? Okay. And she did options trading where she bet the ranch that things were going to go in one direction or another and made all that money. So isn't that interesting? Okay. Time and again, guys, time and again, these politicians have this inside information. And then they say, no, they don't have the inside information, but she's got a portfolio that went up 65% in a year because she's just lucky. You know what I mean? Come on. Doesn't she, she was Speaker of the House, guys, for a while. Okay. Oh, no. Don't worry about that. Okay. So absolutely crazy. There's a great list of why electric vehicles are still so expensive. And, it's the things that people don't think about. You have to set up charging in your home. It's not just the cheapest thing in the world. I know somebody that leased an electric car. And I was like, really, you guys leased that car? Dan, it was $90 a month. Okay. And it's for my wife. And it's one of those Fiats, those little tiny Fiat cars. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And she drives on an average to work, 5 miles to work, 5 miles back. But there's somebody that charges it when she goes to sleep and has never looked at the anything beyond that service. There hasn't been anything, but she spends $90 a month in her lease, $90 a month. So can't argue with that. But the time to go places. My day today was insane, driving all over. And hey, can you, we need you to sign those documents, but we need a wet signature. So you got to come in. Oh, really? Okay. Where is it? Where's the nearest place I can go sign this? So I'm driving from place to place to place. If I had an electric car, I'd be better off taking the bus and walking. So let me know what you think about this. Share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. We are living through history, guys. And you can kid yourself and say that everything's okay, but we are living through one of the worst financial times ever. And as it unfolds, you need to protect yourself and your family, and more importantly, your future. Contact Patriot Gold today. Look at getting an IRA or 401k that's backed by physical metals. They have been number one rated for 7 years in a row. Call them 888-330-1431 today before it's too late. Get a free investor guide and find out if an IRA or 401k that's backed by physical metals is right for you. Look at the deficit that we're going through right now and how it's spiking. Our government is about to run out of money again, and they're going to have to go hit the federal credit card, if you know what I mean. This is a mess right now. Look at the correlation through history when we had bad economic times and how gold spiked. Protect yourself. Do this now before it's too late. So many of you have contacted Patriot Gold. Use the link in the video description below or call them today and let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. 888-330-1431. Do it now before it's too late. It seems like another week, and we have more data breaches, more ransomware attacks, one after another. There is a law firm that handles data breaches for firms and deals with this. They just got a data breach. Okay? I mean, you can't make this up. Orrick, Herrington, and Sutcliffe in the San Francisco area, they got hit with this, and they had 637,000 personal healthcare information stolen. And it's funny, but it's not funny. But the hackers are so smart. Gosh, these guys are just so good. You want to mess with us? You know, think about this. Law firm's going after people and dealing with this and protecting people. Let's deal with these guys, okay? So think there was hell to pay for somebody that worked there? Bet there was. So I want you to think about this. Your personal data is worth an absolute ton. An email address to an executive, what's that worth? $10, $20? You know, it's worth a lot. When you start to get to the personal healthcare information for people and you have the biotech industry, people can use this information for good and they can use it for bad, if you know what I mean. So this stuff is so critical and so valuable on the open market. It's unbelievable right now. So, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how many more of these we're going to have and when's this going to stop. I think that when they paid from Caesar's Palace, I think that was the kiss of death, personally. I think that's really when it all turned at that point. The next one is 23andMe. Remember those guys? 23andMe issued basically a press release, and you wouldn't believe this. If you read it, you'd go, huh? They're basically blaming the people that got hacked. And the reason why they're blaming them, they're saying these people got hacked because they didn't change their passwords enough. They were not responsible. So as a result of that, they got nailed. Think about that. Isn't that terrible? They're blaming those people for that. So, you know, we've talked about the VPN till I'm blue in the face. You should have a VPN, but should also change your passwords. Again, with your New Year's resolutions, at least every 3 months, you should change your passwords. There are some people that say you should do it every month. That's completely up to you. But this is funny that we had, you know, things like this happen. This is absolutely beautiful, guys. It's just stunning out here when it gets like this. These private docs, I mean, there's private docs, and then you get to the public docs like this. This is insane. This is beautiful, and anybody can walk out here. That's the best part. I'm going to finish the video with these last couple stories. My late girlfriend was really into eating healthy and organic foods and different chemicals into things. Well, there's a great article out of the New York Post talking about how there are chemicals that can cause cancer and sterility in men that people don't realize. So common things that I'm not going to mention name brands on here for obvious reasons, but they're finding these horrible chemicals in different canned foods and different things like that. And you have to protect yourself, obviously. Do it before it's too late. Don't eat this stuff, okay, is what I'm trying to get to. But read the story below on that. Final story is Verizon. If you've ever had a Verizon phone, there was a $20 million class action settlement where they're going to give out a tremendous amount of money, and it's for people that were charged an administrative fee from Verizon. So, oh, by the way, I said 20 million, it's $100 million. They charge people an administrative fee at Verizon, which was $100 to set up accounts. And people never should have paid that. In fact, you can get that refunded. So these class action lawsuits are out there and they will write you a check. Look at the link below. Okay. And it will, you can get yourself your $100 back. I've never had a Verizon account, so I'm not eligible. But think about corporate accounts where they had, 20, 30 phones in the company, and you could get $100 a piece. So it's a lot of money out there. The other one that's out there that's actually very big is the interchange settlement from Visa and MasterCard just got announced, and it's $5.5 billion, guys. $5.5 billion. If you're through your business, you guys took Visa and MasterCard from 2004 to 2019, there's a $5.5 billion settlement. You have to get the paperwork into them by May 31st, and I will get more information on that for you guys. I know people have already gotten the forms sent out to them that had their account numbers on it, and they're entitled to get that money. So get ready, guys. This money's out there. Let me know what you guys want to see. And I love it when it's like this, guys. It's just absolutely stunning. So please don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel, share this with anybody that you want. Also, please, hello@iallegedly.com is the email if you want to send me any stories like Alice and Mark did. And I appreciate all this stuff, guys. We try to get to as much of the stuff that you guys send me. And we have contributors that give us stuff all the time, but I appreciate everything. And we have sometimes have people that send the same story and things like that. But I always like the stuff that's local that we don't get. That's what people love to see because people think that they live on an island and this is only happening to me, but it's not. So onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.